Hello and welcome. This file is simply called Leash, and it will reframe how you perceive being leashed by your dominant. It will give your dominant a lot of control over you once they have you on a leash, and it will make you feel incredibly safe and connected to your dominant whenever you are leashed. If this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us, and then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer
feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just think, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to change how you perceive being on a leash. That's right. Once you're finished listening to this file, you will enjoy being leashed. Now, before we begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe, because your subconscious mind will always keep you safe, and it will never allow the person that holds your leash to abuse the power the leash has over you. That's right. If they really try to use it against you, if they abuse the power they have over you, your own subconscious mind will instantly and automatically completely reject it. You will be instantly able to come back from this submissive state of mind, and you will be able to protect yourself and take care of yourself. That's right. As the leash will become an incredibly powerful tool to control you, your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe, so this control can only be used in a symbiotic and beneficial way you enjoy. That's right. And now it's time to begin. And in all of my kink experiences, I have discovered that there's an interesting evolution when a sub starts wearing a leash. Usually, at first, they see it as a tool that maybe controls them a little bit, so most people can't really appreciate how much control a leash affords until they wore one for a longer time. But mainly, they see it as something that humiliates them. Now, once they wore the leash for a little while, or maybe for a longer while, they usually realize that first of all, the control is far greater than they ever experienced. So the Dom has the ability to pull them to them whenever they want, forcing them to have eye contact, forcing them to come close. Even more, just a single short tuck can interrupt and stop any behavior or any thought process. And yet, that's not even the big revelation they usually have, because the big revelation is how wonderful it feels to be leashed. Because there's a physical connection at all times. They are physically connected to their dominant at all times. They know their dominant is holding them, not just connected to them, but having them under their control in an incredibly real and intense way. And yet it's more than just the control, it's also the connection. Knowing that they have a physical connection to their dominant, as if their dominant were touching them, or maybe even holding them in their arms the whole time while they're on the leash. That's right. And this is exactly what you are going to learn to love about being on a leash. That's right. This wonderful sensation of being connected to your dominant. This wonderful knowledge that with a leash they have such an intense physical control over you and your body. That's right. Now let's start with just a sense of being connected. And just think about it. And I'm sure if you do, you remember a situation where a simple touch, maybe a hand on your shoulder, or even invisible under the table on your leg, communicated support, communicated that you're not alone, that there's someone there helping you, having your back. And I'm sure that you have experienced something like this before. And with the leash, you will have this experience the whole time. Even if you're a step or two or a few steps away from your dominant, you know that they are connected. You know they can slightly pull on the leash or tug on the leash, reminding you that they are there, that you are not alone, that you are connected to them, that you are their submissive. And it's like they have their hand on your back, on your shoulder, on your leg, all the time. That's right. You will always feel this level of connected when you're on a leash. So much so that it will actually feel weird for the first few minutes when you're not on the leash. and you will crave to get back on the leash, because suddenly you feel so disconnected from your dominant, not in a mental way, but physically, because you had this intense physical connection for a long time, and suddenly it's gone. That's right. And you will learn to enjoy this connection more and more. And yet, there's even more, because you will feel safe when you're on the leash. You will feel protected and cared for, because you know that your dominant cares about you, takes care of you, protects you. That's right. And you know you're on their leash. You're inside their control. They're there, close by. And so the leash begins to represent that protection, that deep connection that you have with your dominant. Because that's exactly what the leash does. It physically connects you to your dominant. And you are going to learn to enjoy this deep connection. Every time you're wearing the leash, these sensations will become stronger. You're going to love to wear your leash more and more every time. That's right. And now let's talk a little bit about the control aspect of the leash. Because while the leash is connecting you to your dominant, it also gives them a lot of control. And as the leash connects from their hand, something strong, to your neck, which is one of your greatest weak spots, it automatically gives them a lot of control. And when they experience the leash for the first time, really experiencing being pulled on the leash, most submissives are incredibly surprised how intense and how direct this control is. You want to protect your neck, and so it's almost impossible to fight against it, because you're just instinctively obeying the leash. That's right. It's a deep instinct to just protect your neck and to release the tension on the leash and just follow the commands your dominant is giving you. And the funny thing about that is that most submissives quickly learn to just obey the leash, to just follow the leash. And yet it's more than just obeying, because we're not talking about obeying on an intellectual level, as in you decide to obey your dominant, but it's more obeying on an instinctual level, something that happens long before you even realize that it's happening. And every time you wear the leash, every time you experience it, this control will grow a little bit stronger. This behavior to just obey, subconsciously obey, will be ingrained a little bit deeper in your mind, making you a little bit easier to control through the leash. And maybe your dominant even enjoys to teach you to react on different leash signals in different ways. And it's really surprising how deep this control can go, how the submissive learns to instinctively obey, almost reflexively obey, even before they're really aware that they obey. They just do it. And if the dominant and the submissive have a good connection and work together in this, the leash can become an incredible powerful tool, something that will give your dominant a whole new level of control over you. And I'm sure that you will discover that the leash and the control the leash has over you is almost an own play category in its own right. It has its very unique and own flavor of DS, and I'm sure that you were going to learn to enjoy it. And every time you are wearing a leash from now on, these desires will grow stronger and stronger. The control the leash has over you will grow more and more intense. And the control your dominant has over you will be extended and enriched by a whole new flavor of control. The control the leash has over you and the control your dominant has over you through the leash. And I'm sure right now you're already thinking about how it will feel to wear a leash in the future. And that's good. As a matter of fact, you might even find that this desire to be on a leash will just keep growing inside of you even after this file is over. Just a thought will spin around in your mind, looping around, just sticking in your mind, maybe growing stronger every time you're aroused. maybe flavoring your sexual fantasies. Just growing and growing every day, every hour, every minute. So you know that sooner or later, you will have to get on a leash. And you know once you're on a leash, all the other triggers will kick in. You will have these wonderful experiences, this experience of control, this experience of being connected to your dominant. And they will condition you, they will teach you, and you will learn to love being on a leash. Actually crave to be on a leash. That's right. That's right. And now that all those triggers are in your mind, now it's time for you to deeply accept them, to deeply accept your desire to be on a leash. And all you have to do is just decide it, just want it, and it will happen. That's good. And now we're going to count up from 1 to 10. And with every number, you will wake up further and further, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And of course, your desire to wear a leash will just keep growing and growing as you wake up, becoming more and more intense. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up further and further with every number. And 5. Halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.